Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. The U.S.'s new trade deal with Mexico and Canada could change the prices on the next car you drive, the medicine you take, and the milk you drink. That dairy portion was a big sticking point in negotiating with Canada about their complex dairy tariff system. Joining us now is Scott Higgins. He's the CEO of the Ohio Dairy Producers Association, and thanks for your time.
I'm glad to be a part of your program today.
What will this new deal mean for Ohio dairy farmers?
Ohio's dairy farmers are producing a very good product, and it's very frustrating when international agreements prohibit us from having access to their countries. And the limitations that was placed on us through the Canada's Class 7 pricing scheme was limiting our access to their markets by them developing a product and pricing it at subsidized levels, which they were able to sell their products internationally, and it was undermining our abilities to market our products competitively. So this change in this agreement will open up those markets and allow us to compete again very effectively.
How much more milk and milk products could Ohioans export to Canada under this new deal?
Exact amounts of milk that can be marketed from Ohio specifically would be hard to put a finger on right at this moment, but it is anticipated that by having access to and being able to compete effectively and offer products to Canadian markets will give us an entry level back into those markets that the entire U.S. dairy industry will benefit from. And the way the industry works in the United States is Ohio is one of 50 states, obviously, that produces a high-quality product. But all of our milk prices are set on a national milk price, and then regional formulas take effect. So any access to an international market will impact and positively impact the dairy industry in Ohio and our dairy farmers that I serve.
Canadian dairy farmers immediately criticized the deal for giving more market share to foreign farmers. Do you sympathize with them at all?
Keep one thing in mind. We have a world to feed, and the United States has a tremendous capacity to produce milk, and we have a great product to market internationally. Of course, we all want to protect and promote our products within our countries, but you can't have it both ways. If you're going to market all agricultural products in the United States from Canada, they're going to have to give us equal access to their country and to make sure that the pricing schemes that are established do not undermine our abilities to market internationally. So it's a level playing field, and everybody wants a level playing field in an open and free market.
Do you think your organization's efforts encouraging members of Congress to sign a letter to President Trump about the Canadian's noncompliance with its dairy trade commitments, including those under NAFTA, helped to get this new agreement?
Ohio's dairy farmers and our national dairy organizations and the dairy farmers we represent throughout the United States have been very vocal in expressing our concerns, frustrations, and quite honestly, the economic impact it's having on our industry. Our legislators have listened, they've learned, they know the impact that this will have. And by them stepping up and articulating those concerns very effectively to the White House and to our Congress, it is important that they listen to us. We're pleased that they have, and we're looking forward to some results and a free market access where we can compete and be very competitive in supplying the world with a great, nutritious dairy food. And Ohioan and Ohio dairy farmers are proud to be a part of that.
Here in Ohio, we hear a lot about commodity crops and livestock. How big is our dairy industry?
The dairy industry in Ohio is about 5.7 billion pounds. For an average consumer, let's just put it this way. We produce 650 million gallons of milk. And so that access in the form of milk, cheese, yogurt, and other delicious dairy products across the state of Ohio and throughout the world it benefits everybody. It's a great product. We're the 11th largest milk production state in the United States, and we're first in Swiss cheese production.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Ohio Dairy Producers Association CEO Scott Higgins about the new U.S.-Canada agreement that would replace NAFTA and allow more U.S. dairy products to be sold in Canada.
Thank you for having me on your show.